messenger we just read from Matthew chapter 21. Now let me give you a little bit of the background here first, the context. This happens on Tuesday of Holy Week. Palm Sunday has already taken place, and the large crowds have gathered, and they've all come together to rejoice. Our Savior has come, our King, Lord Jesus Christ. They welcome him into the city. Now it's Tuesday, and these chief priests, these elders, who are the Sanhedrin, these are the ruling members of the Jewish church. They know it all. Yeah. I roll my eyes too. They do. They're supposed to know everything about the faith. Okay? They are the authority. They are the ones you go to for answers. They are the authority. Now, what's an authority? I got lots of books. A dictionary. Authority. Authority. A power or right to enforce obedience. Who? A person or body having authority. Influence based on recognized knowledge or expertise. Authority. We got authority figures all over the place, don't we? I'm going to start right here. I am something of an authority here in the church. Something. We're not sure what, but I'm an authority. I'm the minister here. I'm supposed to know the spiritual things. You have questions about spiritual matters? I am the authority that you should be able to come to. And I do. I welcome your questions, your thoughts, your concerns. Come. Ask me. Call me. Text me. Facebook. Email. All that good stuff. I'm an authority. What are some other authorities that we have in our lives? You guys go to school. You got a principal. You got a teacher. You got a gym coach. You got authorities. What other authorities do children have? Parents. We all have authorities. We all have parents. Some of our parents aren't here no more. But these are all authorities. What other authorities do we have? Government. We have a president, vice president, Supreme Court. We got a mayor, Congress, the Senate. These are authorities. If you're on the bad side of the law, who's the authority that you most worry about? The police. But if you're on the good side of the law, aren't the police an authority you can go to for help? That's what they want to be known by. I know many of them. Okay? So these are all authorities. Are there other authorities that we have? That speed limit sign right up front is an authority. It's a written law that the speed limit on this section of Nine. We call it Main Street. The state authority calls it nine. So authorities, we got a lot of authority. Laws, rules, we got rules here in the church, don't we? For good reason and good order, we do not have cup holders here in the pews. Because our authority, the governing body of this church, together we have come together and said, we're not going to eat and drink here in the church, in the sanctuary. Matter of fact, there's a sign down at the bottom of the steps and says, please, no food or drink coming up this way. Somebody in authority put that sign up. Any other authorities? We got a lot of people telling us what to do. Huh? The congregation. You know why I'm here? By what authority am I here? Huh? You called me. I'm here serving a call. Just like you telephone someone, that's a phone call. You call someone. You call me. You all are an authority together. Now, back to this gospel. This Sanhedrin, you know what they're trying to do. This is Holy Week, Tuesday of Holy Week. They got to get rid of him. They got to get rid of Jesus. This authority has to go. Now, if we got authorities in our lives that we don't like, what do we got to do to get rid of them? We can vote. It's still a vote. It's pretty hard to do to get rid of somebody in authority. What?
Like in the old days, they would execute an older killer.
Yeah, you can kill the authority. You can shoot him. But then you're breaking the law. So it's pretty hard to get rid of an authority. Once there's a law in the book, it's pretty hard to get rid of it. Once there's a law, and many laws become traditions. Like we don't have cup holders in the pews here. It's kind of a tradition. It's kind of respectful. It's proper and for good order that we don't have drinks and things here in the sanctuary. Somebody in authority, and now it's a tradition. Some of the older folks, well, it's pretty unheard of to bring a drink here into the sanctuary. So this Sanhedrin, it's Tuesday of Holy Week. We know the story. By Friday night, he's going to be dead. By Friday, the trials, the torture, all of that's going to be over. Jesus is going to be dead by Friday, and there it is, Tuesday. In less than a week's time, they're going to get rid of this authority. They're going to do away with Jesus. So here on Tuesday of Holy Week, they go to him. He's teaching. He's in the synagogue. He's in the temple. And he's teaching. He's a rabbi. He has authority. They're letting him teach. Nobody's stopping him from teaching. He's teaching a lot of people. He's done a lot of miracles. He's done a lot of things. He is a respected authority now. Not to the Sanhedrin. Not to these chief priests. Not to the elders. We're not going for this. Why don't they go for that? They're afraid of them. And guess where they're going to hit him hardest? Right there in the billfold. Right there in their checking account. Right into the bank. They're going to take money away from the chief priests, from the elders. Follow the money. The modern authorities today, the FBI, the police departments and things, to solve a crime, I would say 9 times out of 10, I might be wrong on that statistic, but the majority of the time, follow the money. These guys are the wealthiest, richest guys in town. So they obviously got together and they worked out this plan. Let's go. Let's see if we can get him to confess. By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? It's the same thing. It's like two questions, but it's one question. He says, what? He says, I also will ask you one question, and if you tell me the answer, then I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. Now this is God, the God-man Jesus Christ. He knows what's in their mind. He knows what they're trying to do. He doesn't have to answer their questions. This is God Himself. We know He has the authority to ask them the question. They don't need to be asking Him a question like this. And the question, I think it's kind of superfluous. It's kind of no consequence. The baptism of John. Where did it come from? From heaven or from man? And then the Bible says, and they discussed it among themselves. They got together, they got in a huddle, you know. Oh man, if we say from heaven, He'll say to us, well, why didn't you believe me then? If you believe that John's baptism came from heaven, why are you asking me a silly question like that in the first place? Why didn't you believe me? Now they said, if we say from man, oh my gosh, we're going to have a riot. If we say John the Baptist was not a prophet, we're going to have a riot because all these people believe that John the Baptist is and was by this time a prophet. So you remember how I started? I told you about the Sanhedrin, these chief priests and elders, these smart guys, they know everything. They've got a choice. They, according to this book, which is produced by Lenski, who is a foremost authority on commentator about the Bible, he talks about the Bible, he said that these chief priests and elders now, they have a deadly dilemma. They have two horns with which to gouge themselves. If they choose either answer, they're done. And they know it. If they say it's from heaven, He's going to run them through. If He says from man, or if they say from man, the crowd's going to run them through. Talk about damned if you do and damned if you don't. That's what it is right here. Since the true answer, I'm going to read from this book, because this book's a really good authority. Since the true answer to Jesus' question is the true answer also to the question of the Sanhedrin. By refusing to give the one, they refuse to receive the other. They refuse to answer. They say, we don't know. These smart guys, they say, we don't know. You ever ask what you do? Alright, who made this mess? I don't know. Who did that? Well, I don't know. They could be the only one in the room. Now who did it? I don't know. That's how childish, that's how silly their answer was to Jesus. And by refusing to answer the one, guess what? Jesus isn't going to tell them the answer to his question or to their question. Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. You see, if they don't believe in the baptism of John the Baptist being from God the Father in heaven, they won't believe that Jesus authority is given him from God the Father in heaven. My authority is given me just like we had in the absolution that you just received. In the name of the Father. In the stead and by the command of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. It's not I that is forgiving you your sins. It is God's authority. what's the point here? What's the point of this whole text? God's in charge. I'm not. And I can point my finger at you and say, you aren't in charge either. None of you are. God is in charge. More books. This one you should have. If you don't, get one. If you have one, knock the dust off it, open it up and read it. This is where God speaks to us. This is where we hear what he has to tell us. Want a good life? Read all about it. Want to know how to handle a particular situation? Look in Exodus chapter 20, the Ten Commandments. How to deal with life? Who has authority? How you should treat your neighbor? God's authority. The chief commandment. The lawyer asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? And he said, what did Moses? Jesus did it to him too. He says, what did Moses tell you? He said, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. And to love your neighbor as yourself. That's what God wants. Which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.